I'm here with Debbie Thompson, Theatre Director at the Sheringham Little Theatre. Perhaps you'd like to start by telling us how you started off and how you came to be here.
Yeah, absolutely, because the Little Theatre has very special, personal, poignant memories for me, Sharon. It's a very special place. When I was a little girl and growing up in Norfolk, at about the age of 12, my mum brought me to see Tess of the D'Urbervilles here.
Wow.
First time I'd ever seen a proper play, and I couldn't get over it, and I desperately wanted to be Tess because I thought she was great, and she had a lovely shawl, and she kept throwing it around, being very dramatic.
Yeah.
And I thought, I want to do that. I want to show off and have a shawl. My mother said, well, you're a very good drama queen. But anyway, so I went off to drama school and got my equity card and trained to be an actor. And then one of my first professional jobs was in the repertory season here at Sheringham Little Theatre, mainly because I could do a Norfolk accent. So I auditioned in London, but because I could do Norfolk, I got the job. And it was actually there that I met my husband. We were both in a play called Trap for a Lonely Man. So obviously I was the trap and he was the lonely man. And the poor thing, we've been trying to escape for, we've just done 30 years.
He's
been trying to escape for a long time. So Sheringham Little Theatre has a real place in my heart. And I've been working here for 23 years as the artistic director. And I absolutely love it. It's the best theatre in the world. I love it.
And I know it's had a bit of a colourful past, maybe not the right word. It started off very differently, didn't it?
It did, absolutely, yes. It was a Welk copper. So originally, obviously, it's right in the middle of the town, and that's really important to us, you know, for all our audiences and visitors. It's really important. But in those days, it was somewhere that the poor could come and they could be fed lovely Welks from the copper. So it was very lovely, very community, and I think it's always had that. But actually, recently, we had a paranormal investigator because we've felt that something was in the building and everything. We were very surprised when she told us it wasn't a dramatic actress, it wasn't Tess of the D'Urbervilles, but actually it was a fisherman.
Oh, really?
So it had got, so our ghost is actually from the days that it was a Welk copper. So,
gosh,
so he stayed with us.
That is so exciting.
Yes, definitely, definitely. So hopefully he doesn't heckle the audiences, you know. So, but lovely that that heritage has stayed in the building.
Have you ever come overnight to see if he comes
well,
out?
The paranormal investigator did. I was too scared, but she did. And she didn't see him, but she felt his presence and she spoke to him, which is how she knew he was a fisherman. But we hear footsteps and we also hear the doors banging sometimes when no one's out there. So sometimes he does wander around the building.
Now, I know at some point it was developed into shops and a community hall, then Gerald's department store,
Who
retained the hall. Later a cinema and reopened as the Picture House with tea rooms.
Absolutely. And I've heard recently, which I was a bit depressed about, is apparently there were two picture houses in Sheringham at that time. And one was very posh at the top of the road and we were known as the Flea Pit.
Oh, really?
So very sad. So yes, this one was frowned upon a bit. This was the cheap seats, I think. Oh. So hopefully we've improved from those days.
Well, you're still here and they're not.
Yes, that's a good point. Very good point.
And I believe there's something behind Monkswell.
Yes, definitely. So Monkswell is our new little mouse and he appears on all our logos and it's lovely for children because they can do a Monkswell trail and find out where the little mouse is. You'll see him dotted about in little places around the theatre. But actually it comes from the Mouse Trap, which was the most long running play.
Yes.
And we obviously with our repertory we're celebrating 65 years this year. The Mouse Trap is set in Monkswell Manor. So it's called the mouse is called
mouse,
Monkswell.
Yeah. Oh, that's really interesting. It was Lord Robin Walpole, I believe, that created the Little Theatre Society.
He was our saviour. So in 1973, the district council who owned the building decided that they were going to sell it. And he very kindly said, no, I will set up a charity and we'll take on the running of it, which he did. Now, Lord Walpole was our president for 48 years. He was amazing. He helped me tremendously. He was determined to get to 50 years, but very sadly, he passed away before he reached the 50 years. So his lovely wife, Lady Walpole, she very kindly stepped in to make sure that the Walpoles had their 50 years of presidency.
Yeah, wonderful.
And wonderful people. And definitely Little Theatre wouldn't be here without them.
No. And she's still heavily involved, isn't she?
Yes, she's lovely. She's one of our honorary patrons now.
Honorary patron. Now, I believe also there's some famous names, one of which was Dame Judi Dench.
Yes, definitely. We're very lucky. So Dame Judi Dench, we approached her to ask if she would launch our celebratory rose called Drama Queen, and it was for our 50th anniversary of the rep, because Dame Judi has often said how important summer repertory was as a training for actors, and how much she loved it and how sad it is that not many theatres do it these days. So she was a big fan of the fact that we still did it. But when we asked her to launch the rose, she said, "Well, I will." She said, "But you need to know, I'm definitely never a drama queen. That's the one thing I will never be." So she was really lovely. And I always remember her agent said that she was too busy and she didn't have time. And she rang me and left me a message and said, "I will make time." Aww. And she did. She met us in London and she did a big launch for us. And it really raised the profile, Little Theatre. Very kind lady.
Wonderful. I believe Saran Jones, who's now your president, got something very special going on with her at the moment.
Absolutely. So we were so lucky. Saran has a young family herself, and she had started, she's got a holiday home, and she'd started to come to Sheringham with her family to watch the youth productions and the panto and everything. And we thought, oh, we're so excited when she comes here, but we didn't want to make a fuss or anything. So I just sent her a little email about after she'd been coming back 2 years and said, "Just to let you know, Saran, it means the world to us that you come, but don't worry, I won't bother you." Well, she wrote back and said, "Bother me. What do you want me to do?" And it was just at the time when Lady Walpole had reached the 50. And I said, "Well, actually, Lady Walpole wants to step down. Would you consider being our president?" She said, "I'd love to." So she's now our president. We're so lucky. And again, she's very hands-on. She does lots of fundraising for us. So this summer, she's been running a playwriting competition. And what will happen on the 10th of August, her and her husband, who works with a production company, Tea Makers, they will both be here and they will be adjudicating the plays. So it's a great opportunity for people, if they want to buy tickets, they're supporting the theatre and raising funds, but get to hear what Saran and her husband think about these plays. So it's a lovely evening, it'll be very special.
Oh, that's lovely, and that's a lovely thing to finish on.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Debbie. I've really enjoyed
it.
And I know our listeners will be fascinated.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.